Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome, welcome. Happy Wednesday night, Perium Lifestyle Call Night with David Sandoval. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing. And fun to hear people and where they're calling in from. I heard lots of people calling in from California and Colorado and Nevada and Arizona and Texas and Illinois and Missouri and New Mexico and Georgia and Florida and Washington, Hawaii, and all over the place. And Dave's got a loaded call tonight. He's going to talk about how to talk to your doctor about diabetes. Big subject, important subject. I believe there's 100 million people with diabetes or pre-diabetes. So I'm sure that you know somebody who needs that kind of information. We're going to be talking about insulin and blood glucose and the UCLA 21-day diabetes plan and lots of other things. So these calls are really more like a radio show. It's an opportunity for Dave to respond to current events and current issues out there, as well as emails that he's received. And right after this call, for those of you who don't know, he's doing a Facebook Live as well. That'll be about 5 or 10 minutes after this call is finished. So Wednesday night is David Sandoval night. It's Perium Lifestyle night. And I'd like to bring on the owner and founder of Perium. He wrote the Green Foods Bible. And I know we've got our PLC special this month on Scoop of Greens, which is our primary blood sugar management product, although all of our green foods help with blood sugar management. For those of you who are interested in blood sugar management, we've got an awesome special on that. And Dave, I know you got a lot to talk about with this being Diabetes Month. So thanks so much for kicking off the month with this important call, and I'm going to turn it over to you.
Well, thank you, David Litt, and thank you to everybody who have taken time out of your busy and important lives to spend a moment here with me tonight. As I like to call this dinner with Dave, my mom had the tradition of getting our family together at least once a week, despite the fact that we're all pretty busy, so that we could share information and talk story and update each other. And this is my opportunity to share a little bit of story with you. And tonight, we're going to talk about diabetes. Diabetes does affect over 100 million Americans directly, but what about the people who love them? Yeah, there's a lot of that as well. But before we get started tonight, I want to address something that some of you might be aware of, and that is the fact that Native Americans have one of the highest rates of diabetes among all Americans, and they also have higher rates of diabetes and poverty than the average American. And so tonight, I just want to, remind you that even though it is a political issue that does involve Native Americans, that the issue at Standing Rock, where the Missouri River is actually going to be threatened by a pipeline, is not an issue about anything other than the security of American water. So while it may be politicized and people may try to take sides for a number of reasons, I want us to understand that air and water are essential. Air, water, food are as essential, more essential than freedom. And so while freedom is vitally important and we fight for it every day, we forget that freedom of access to clean water and freedom of access to clean air are fundamental rights simply for being alive, and that people are trying to take them so they could have additional wealth. And so while we can make energy out of something besides oil, we cannot make water out of anything except for water. We cannot grow food without water. And so if we had to choose oil over water, we would need to choose water. We cannot wash our babies in oil. So again, despite the desire by some parties to politicize the issue and to try to get people to take sides for reasons that aren't realistic, I want everyone to stop and consider taking a stand for clean water and pure water in the future of the American people, as opposed to the future of a international corporation that is hiding behind the veil of energy security to rape the environment, to trample on the rights of indigenous peoples, and to make unreasonable profits on our backs. And so I just invite you all to educate yourselves if you don't mind. And if you want to take a stand for pure water, clean water, and Indigenous peoples, please do support Standing Rock. That having been said, my name is David Sandoval. I'm an owner and founder of Purium Health Products, and we're a company that is passionately involved in a number of issues. Our Million Mom Movement is a defender of food against genetically modified organisms, and our new Terra Pouch is a stand against the pollution of water by plastic. And so let's be defenders of our water. Water is sacred. Water is life. And thank you for letting me speak my mind on that. If you don't agree with me, that is absolutely okay, and I accept that as well. That having been said, I know, once again, that diabetes affects so many Americans, and I want to address it. And the way I want to address it, first of all, is to talk to you from the perspective of a medical doctor, not from the side of the white coat, but from the side of us sitting across from the doctor. And a little thing that I teach at my David Sandoval Academy of Learning called How to Talk to Your Doctor About Nutrition. So you go to your doctor, and he tells you that you have diabetes, that you have pre-diabetes, perhaps metabolic syndrome, and he wants to put you on some medication. And you ask the doctor, this is very important, if he would please read you all of the side effects, the potential complications or things that could arise from taking this medication. And he'll tell you that, you know, you could, you know, read that once you get home, and you'll say, no. I believe it's my right to have you read it and explain it to me, and then he'll need to do that. And he won't want to. She won't want to. They won't want to, because they're then going to have to tell you about all the incredibly scary complications of that medication, at which time you're going to tell them that, you know, you really aren't comfortable with that, that it may not be in your best interest to take those risks. And he'll tell you that, well, these things are really rare. And you'll tell him, well, so are you. And so while these things may be rare, there's quite a few of them. They must affect somebody, or they wouldn't be on there, and you don't want to be one of those somebodies. So is there any chance, doctor, that there's an alternative to taking that medication? And he'll tell you, well, you could try diet and exercise. And you'll say, bingo, that's for me. And then you're going to have to understand what to do next. And we're going to talk about that tonight. But how do you talk to your doctor about diabetes? Well, very bluntly. Hey, doctor, you want me to take this medication? Would you tell me all the potential complications and side effects and potential results of taking this? I'm not comfortable with those. Those scare me. Is there an alternative? I would like to try diet and exercise. What do you think about that? Oh, you support me. Why, thank you, doctor. And then this is going to lead us up to our final part of our chapter. Now, what we just talked about right now, if you tell your doctor you want to get him involved in you healing yourself, I promise you they will not say no. So that's how to talk to your doctor about diabetes. And then the next thing we want to talk about, the next little subject, my little vignettes, if you would, that I wanted to bring up, because I had my little subjects, and one was how to talk to your doctor about diabetes. The next one is how anybody, everybody, even a type 1 diabetic, could achieve blood glucose stability without taking insulin. But in order to do that, we need to talk about the secret life of insulin. Actually, the two go hand in hand. So first of all, we need to understand what the role of insulin is. The role of insulin is to control the blood glucose levels when they get out of a certain range. When your blood doesn't have enough glucose, or if it has too much, then and only then does your body need or use insulin. It isn't as though insulin is constantly involved every minute of every day in the regulation of glucose, because a lot of the glucose is going to be produced naturally through digestion and through glycogen passing in the body and all that beautiful stuff, glucose and oxygen. And you're going to be just fine until you have too much glucose or not enough glucose in your blood. And so what we're talking about right now is how do you not need insulin? Well, the main way is through a very consistent eating pattern that requires that you consume every 1.5 to 2 hours something that will help your body to maintain a consistent supply of energy. And so when you're a type 1 diabetic, your pancreas may not be producing any insulin at all or such a small amount. When you're a type 2 diabetic, even though your body's producing insulin, your body doesn't respond to it because you have developed insulin resistance. And so if you don't need insulin, then insulin resistance will not matter. If you don't need insulin, then the lack of producing insulin will not matter. In other words, the more work you do to consistently provide your body with stable, slow-burning energy, then your body's reliance upon insulin drops dramatically. And suddenly, insulin resistance starts to go away. And insulin usage, particularly intravenous insulin usage, can be dramatically reduced because as you're monitoring your blood glucose levels, you will find that they're stable. And it's only when they're unstable that you need the insulin. So how do you maintain proper blood glucose levels? Well, again, consistently eating foods that nourish your body with slow-burning, convertible energy. And then your body's just fine. And you will need less of your medication, perhaps. You're not going to be cured. We never said that. You need less of your medication if you're a type 1 diabetic. And since it is lifestyle that got you into the problem that you're in, your lifestyle could definitely get you out of that problem if you're a type 2 diabetic. Again, this is the Purium Lifestyle Call. We're telling you about a lifestyle that's going to make you a lot healthier. A lot healthier, because I don't like to be like a scary guy, but hey, Halloween just passed, so let's play the scary part for a minute. Diabetes. Stop and just dig this, you guys. Don't even stop listening for 1 second. Take this in, because this is big. Diabetes is the leading cause of blindness, leading cause of impotence, a leading cause of amputations, and one of the top few causes of dramatic premature death. That means people dying 10, 20, 30, 40 years before they're supposed to because of diabetes. People going blind, having amputations, being impotent, having renal failure. All of those things, the leading cause or the second leading cause is diabetes. So diabetes is not just something you manage with insulin. Diabetes is something that slowly erodes your health and destroys your body. And you could fight back against it in a big, big way. And UCLA proved that. And I'm going to tell you about that UCLA study. But first, I want to tell you about the secret life of insulin. You see, most of us believe that insulin was and is a hormone that will control your blood when it has too much blood glucose. And that's true. But that's not its primary goal. That's not even its purpose. You see, for years and years and years, we were starving. We weren't overfed like we are now. We were struggling to find food for thousands and tens of thousands of years. And so our genes are not built for abundance. Our genes are built for times of famine, not for feast. And so because of that, insulin's job, its primary job, its most important job, is to make sure that your blood has enough glucose. So it works hard to maintain glucose in your blood when you don't have very much food. And then, when you are lucky enough to have abundance, then insulin will do its secondary job. And its secondary job is to collect up excess glucose and store it in the form of adipose fat so that it will be stored in case you're ever starving. Adipose fat is the fat your body stores to protect you against starvation. And it's good at it. And it's made by insulin. And it's made out of sugar. Fat made out of sugar called adipose fat. Well, guess what? Today, we do not use insulin to make sure that our starving bodies have enough glucose. We actually overburden our body with glucose. And insulin spends all of its time not putting glucose and holding glucose in the blood, but actually taking glucose out of the blood and storing it as fat, and it gets really tired of it. It says something's wrong here. I'm supposed to be supporting glucose, not storing it, and it goes on strike. And that's called insulin resistance. Now, the first stage of that is called metabolic disease or metabolic disorder. And that's pre-diabetes. And that could be detected. It's during that time that we could really, really, really have a very dramatic and impactful, change in our body. So now that we know that insulin's job was not to do what we thought it was, and that we've just sort of made our insulin supply angry, so it started resisting us. And that's the truth. Insulin resistance is truly that. It says, we don't like you anymore. We don't like what you're doing to us. You're not treating us right, and we're going to protest. Well, guess what the UCLA study proved? The UCLA study proved that in only 21 days of modifying your diet, that you can virtually eliminate the symptoms of type 2 diabetes. Not my words, medical studies at UCLA Medical Center. Now, how do they do that? Well, they simply ask the people to follow a diet that I call the 5-4-3-2-1. They're supposed to get 5 servings of high-quality, slow-burning carbohydrates. They're supposed to get 4 servings of high-quality green vegetables. They're supposed to get 3 servings of high-quality, deep-pigmented berries and fruits. They're supposed to get 2 servings of lean protein. They're supposed to get 1 hour of not exercise, but yes, exercise in the form of activity. Doesn't mean you go to a gym. It means you walk, you play, walk the dog, do the dishes, do the yard work, go shopping, whatever it is, an hour of activity out and about. And in that 5-4-3-2-1, and they were supposed to drink substantial water as well. So in that 5-4-3-2-1, in only 21 days, 100% of the people who completed it were 100% asymptomatic. You could say the word cured if you want, but I don't. I'll say they had no symptoms whatsoever of diabetes. Now, when I said 100% of the people who finished this study were asymptomatic after 21 days, we have to ask ourselves how many people finished the study. Well, 62 people started the study, and only 30 people finished. But 100% of those who finished had 100% success. And this is pretty impressive. This is actually very, very impressive as studies go. I don't know that you could get better than 100%. But here's the problem. A lot of people didn't do it. A lot of people quit. A lot of people, if they weren't under the supervision of a doctor, if they weren't part of a study, imagine if more than 50% quit when they were part of a study, when they were under the supervision of a doctor, when they did have access to medical checkups and blah, 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 and all that. So I knew that if I tried to tell the general population that they needed to do that, it might be hard. So I did something really crazy. I put together a drink that was primarily carbohydrate, but was very high in green foods and vegan protein. I then combined it with the apothecary, which is the most potent fruit on the planet. And when you look at the 5-4-3-2-1, and if you look at my 10-day transformation, you'll see that they have something really spectacular in common. They focus on high-quality, super slow-burning carbohydrates. They focus on high-quality, super nutrient-dense green foods. They include anti-inflammatory, antioxidant fruits and berries. Lean protein. Ours is vegan protein as well. And, of course, these are the primary components of our 10-day transformation in the exact ratios that UCLA study proposed that they may be beneficial. And this is the reason why, in as little as 10 days, people have done something really spectacular. Now, I said at the beginning that we were going to go down the line, and it was going to start with how to talk to your doctor about diabetes. And you're going to ask them to monitor you while you try diet and exercise, remember? And then the next part was how anybody could achieve blood glucose stability if they only learn the rhythm of eating right. Well, guess what? The 10-day transformation requires that you eat every 2 hours, that you have a flex food and aminos or a power shake or a Love Super meal every 2 hours. And it includes all those wondrous goodies that the UCLA study included, as I stated earlier. And then we said, there's the secret life of insulin. Well, guess what? If you starve yourself and exercise, we said, we did say diet, but I don't like the word diet. I like lifestyle change and exercise. But the bottom line is, we're going to teach you that lifestyle change. And here's the coolest part. The UCLA study showed that 100% of these people achieved the asymptomatic without any exercise. That's another reason when people say, why don't you want me to exercise during the 10-day transformation? I say, give your body a chance to settle in, to understand what's happening, without confusing it by accelerating your metabolic rate with exercise. Let's not do that for just 10 days. You could do yoga. You could do stretching. Just don't do Hatha yoga. Don't go out and, do Bikram. Don't tax your body too much. But the bottom line is that we said that we are going to teach you about the secret lives of plants, the secret life of insulin, and we did. And now we know that if you do not nourish the cells, you will starve them. If they starve, they will store fat, not burn it. Well, here's another cool thing about the 10-day transformation. It has a fat that burns fat, adiponectin. Adiponectin is a hormone that goes for adipose fat cells. So when you take the 10-day transformation, we're not only going to not let you store fat as a defense against starvation in an unhealthy way, we're going to get rid of the unhealthy stores of fat that you may have accumulated in your lifetime. And could I hear a, oh, yeah, for that one? Because that's for real. That's going to change your life. So, I'm not saying that the 10-day transformation is a cure for diabetes. I'm telling you that when you look at the research, when you look at the UCLA studies, when you look at the results, when you look at the information, when you look at what insulin really does, when you look at the diet recommended for people who have insulin-dependent diets or diseases like type 1 diabetes, and you put it all together, you just need to make some sense of it. And I believe we have made some real sense of it. Now, people tell me that the control pre-meal caps, and I've never tried this, but the control pre-meal caps, when added to the 10-day transformation for people who have blood glucose stability issues, are really beneficial as well. So now here's the final word. Let your doctor decide. So now what you're going to do, after your doctor took all your blood work, and after you went away for 10 to 15, 20 days, and then came back, and you've been doing the 10-day transformation and the core three, and you've been taking some control caps, and then you go back, and your doctor does your A1C, and he says, what on earth have you been doing? And you tell him, remember what we talked about, lifestyle change. I went out and I did that. And he's going to go, but wait, that was only 10 days ago, 20 days ago, 30 days ago. And you're going to go, hey, do you want a $50 gift card? Because doctors could be our best friends. Doctors actually could really ring the bell. And we see, I had a doctor up at the Oasis this past weekend who is blown away and ready to rock and roll, medical doctor, ready to rock and roll, and tell all of his metal doc friends about this who are ready to hear. So how do you talk to your doctor about nutrition? Humbly, but with conviction. How do you let your doctor decide after you've stacked the deck against him? Because you're going to come back there so healthy with such amazing blood glucose stability that he's going to have no choice but to tell you lifestyle modification was definitely the right decision for you to make. So, you know, my name's David Sandoval. I'm really excited to be bringing this message to you, and I've got another exciting thing to tell you about. I need to take a little sip here because my throat's getting dry. Give me one moment. Awesome. Well, so again, I wanted to tell you about the product that we have on special this month. It is called Scoop of Greens. Now, Scoop of Greens was created because Fat Man Scoop, a two-time Grammy Award-winning singing artist, had a show on MTV that was about to be canceled because he had type 2 diabetes and they didn't trust that he would be able to do his show. So his manager called me up and I put him on a program that included a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And when he mixed it all together, he didn't like the taste and he told me so. So I added some apple flavor and a little bit of natural sweetness. And we call that Scoop of Greens, named after Fat Man Scoop. Now, Fat Man Scoop got that show on MTV and it ran for 3 years. And he was quite a success with it. So Scoop of Greens was created for my friend Fat Man Scoop, who really didn't want to do a 10-day transformation, really wasn't ready for that yet. But he could do 2 to 3 servings of Scoop of Greens a day. And when he did, it changed his life. His uncles had amputations. His mom was going blind, and he didn't want that to be his future. So my name is David Sandoval. Thank you for being with me tonight so I could share this with you. I'm going to be about 10 minutes before my Facebook Live presentation. Join me on the Pyramid page. And, yeah, David.
Yeah, and just real quick, I wanted to give away the winners of the Purium High Tech, Purium High Touch tonight, too. Would you like me to do that real quick?
Oh, fantastic. Absolutely.
All right, awesome. So Dave's going to be on Facebook Live in about 10 minutes. And as you may know, we do social media contests. Dave's been really spearheading the social media initiatives and pushing us to do more and do better and promote those who are using social media on a regular basis. And this past month, the month of October, we had 2 hashtags, high tech and high touch, and first prize is $500. And our winner for high tech is Kim Dietrich, and our winner for high touch is Donna Balastrari. So we'll have the full announcement, the full list of everybody who won, but the top prize winners, High Tech is Kim Dietrich, High Touch is Donna Balastrari. So check your email blast over the next couple of days, and we'll have all the winners of the social media contest. But congratulations to Kim and Donna, $500 each.